So we in Baltimore, we distribute our tech kits through porch side pickup. So we do like wear a mask, I have my gloves, I deliver to your porch with like an arm's length, and then they take it. There was this one woman that I delivered to, and she was someone who was initially on our wait list for about a month or two. So, we reached out. I was able to deliver it to her. And she, I sat there. We were talking for like 30 minutes because she was telling me about, how she recently moved into this new apartment because her last place caught on fire. And, her husband recently passed away and her kids are going off to college. And she was feeling really alone. And she was like, I don't use the internet. I don't know how to use that. So, I've been in my apartment, by myself. And, I'm angry at my husband for dying. And I just feel like I need, someone to talk to. And I feel like I just don't know how. And so, I was telling her about resources at the Enoch Pratt Free Library, like if you need computer literacy skills, because she was like, I can't wait to learn how to use this. And I was like, ma'am, you should call the library. So I like gave her, resources for the library's computer literacy courses, numbers for like a social worker that were doing like virtual grief sessions, because it seemed like she just really wanted someone to talk to. And she was just like really grateful for the laptop. She's like, I don't have to pay for it. I don't have to return it. Like, I don't have to do any of that. I was like, no, it's yours. I literally don't want it back. If you give it to me, I won't take it. And, I don't know, she stuck with me because, I get kind of these bits and pockets of stories from people when I drop it off. And they're like, me and my kid have been using my phone for her to go to class. And so this laptop was really helpful that I don't have to pay like $500 out of pocket because I recently lost my job. Or people are saying they couldn't complete their finals for college because they didn't have a working laptop. And so luckily their professors were willing to work with them, but without this tool, they were going to be doing it on their phones. So like these different stories of people being impacted by COVID, having to move, being lonely. And that was like one that came up a lot was, I'm not connected to my friends. I don't know how to use Facebook. I don't know how to talk to people. So some of those things really showed that, it's not just about, being able to get online to go to school, to do your job, to like find things, but it's really about reconnecting people and showing them how to do it in the way that feels comfortable for them.